Listen to verse 7. I got to move on because I know time is getting away. He said, but rather, what we are setting forth, are you hearing what I'm saying? Rather, what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God, once hidden. Notice what he said. Once hidden, telling us it was once hidden, but ain't hidden no more. Not to those that born again. Once hidden from human understanding, now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification. He conscribed. He put it together. He laid it out. This wisdom for our glorification. Look what he did. To lift us into the glory of his presence. Satan had no clue when Jesus came here, when he died on that cross. He had no clue that what Jesus did, that he's going to lift us out of that bondage and place us in the glory, place us in the presence of God, that we'll become just like God. He had no clue. Listen, next verse is going to tell us. None of the rule of this age or world perceived and recognized and understood this. None of them. None of the rulers. Satan, all of the third of the fallen angels, all of the wicked host of darkness, they didn't have a clue this what was going on. All Satan knew, he had control. And he understood, if I kill a man, I put him out of commission. But he fell right into the trap. He killed the wrong man. He killed the wrong man. He killed an innocent man. And with his life and blood, he paid the price for you and for me to be free. Thank you, Jesus. He said, none of the rule of this age world perceived, recognized, understood this. For if they had, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. If they had understood this, they never would have crucified. And you and I, this is the mystery. You and I have been lifted out of, not trying to get out. We've been taken completely out of the control of darkness. We are not dark anymore. We are not lost anymore. We are not sinners anymore. And that's what's so cruel, that you got believers going around preaching, we're sinners saved by grace. No. I was, but I've been chained. I've been lifted out of that place. And what I got to do is renew this mind, educate my spirit, renew my mind, and bring this body under control and let it know you can't do what you want to do. And I tell it what to do. Now let's move on real quick. But on the contrary, as the scripture said, what eye have not seen, what ear have not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, it hadn't entered, but here it is. It had, at that time, it hadn't entered, but look at here. On the contrary, this had opened up to us. Now watch it. Listen what it said. All that God has prepared, made ready and kept ready. He made it ready and kept it ready. Why? What? He made it ready and kept it ready till Jesus finished that work and paid the debt, so we could come out of that place of bondage. We come out of darkness. He kept it ready. Now watch it. Now this is what happened. For those who love him, he made it ready. It's ready. It's ready. For who? For those that love him. When you love somebody, when you love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, your heart is on God. You want to please him. All is made ready for them that love him and who holds him in affectionate, reverent, prompt meekly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefit he has bestowed. Recognize. What does Psalm 103 say? Bless the Lord, forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth? Who healeth? Who redeemeth? Who crowneth thee? And who satisfies thy mouth with. Now, what you doing talking that bad stuff? Let me go on. Verse 10. Yet to us God has what? Unveiled, revealed them by and through his Spirit. What has he done? Unveiled them, revealed them by and through his Spirit. For the Holy Spirit does what? Searches diligently, exploring and examining everything. Listen, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsel and things hidden beyond man scrutiny. Now let me talk about that just a little bit. I got 3 minutes counting. He said, you remember he said in the Romans 8:26, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us. What he's saying, there's, God has things so deep, they are bottomless. And he said, and the Spirit searches all these things, but he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Are you following me? He that searches the heart, I mean, knows what is the mind of the Spirit. If the Spirit can know what's in your mind, he knows what's in the mind of God. I hope I have time to show that to you right here. But I want to get to this part, and then we'll come back. You notice he said the bottomless things of God, divine counsel and things hidden beyond man's scrutiny. This word scrutiny, man don't have any ability to investigate this. It's beyond his investigation, his ability. He can't just come up on his own set and say, I'm going to search all of this out. I'm going to search all of this out and find out what God is saying. He said, my Spirit is the only one that can search it out and reveal it to you. No man can do this. Now listen to this. For what person proceed, know, and understand what passes through the thoughts except what? Man's own spirit within him. Just so no one does what? Discerns, come to know, and comprehend the thoughts of God, but who? Except the Spirit of God. Now let me stop here. I'm just trying, getting too fast. When the Lord said this to me back here, I said it before, and I'm going to say it again because it helped me. And I've been reading this verse. That's why you read it and keep going, because I know it's some more here I'm still supposed to get. I never thought about it. Now, there's not a thought that comes in my mind. Are you hearing me? That my spirit don't know about. Every thought ever come in my mind, my spirit knows it. There's not a thought in the mind of God that the Holy Spirit don't know about. Come on. And guess what? What is God's purpose is to get this across to you. You have been brought over into this mystery that you can know the thoughts of God. How can I know? I got the Spirit of God in me. And that's when I go, boom, boom, show me. Ha, 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 ha. I'm getting over in the Spirit. Hallelujah. That knows the Spirit of God. I can talk in tongue, and the Holy Spirit can begin to reveal. Then when I open the Word up and I begin to read, so when did he put that in there? Because I've been in the throne room. I've been talking to him, and my spirit man has got some light because I said some words that gave God a right to open this up to me. I said what the Holy Ghost said, and he only speak that which will please God. If it's not in line with the Word of God, Holy Ghost not going to say it. Hallelujah. I'm 2 minutes over. Whew. And I almost got to the meat of it. Ushers, thank y'all for coming. Usher, go ahead.